Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
No. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go back to the lines. Randy O. of Stoughton, my friend. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Well, hello, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. Hope I don't throw too much of a curveball out here, but in thinking about Mitt Romney, you know, he's still a Republican. You know, in that, an example that would be, you know, he and a bunch of others are trying to make, you know, forced cuts to Social Security and Medicare. You know, right now, I believe it's $142,800 in a calendar year. Once you attain that, then you stop, you know, contributing to Social Security.
Yeah.
And as we know, they're fighting that big time because they don't want to pay their fair share. I'm wondering if, in your opinion, that they will try to use that to combat the, the $15 an hour movement.
Yeah, that's interesting. Good point, Randy, and a couple of good points in that. First of all, you know, when I talk about somebody like Mitt Romney or any of these people, you know, people like Liz Cheney or anybody who did the right thing, they're still Republicans. And on everything else, virtually everything else, we're going to have significant disagreements, including minimum wage, including Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. So that's got to be understood. I personally think that it would be nice to see the Republicans nominate somebody from that wing of the party, simply because at least it's kind of a stopgap. If, God forbid, Republicans win, at least you have somebody in there who isn't insane and isn't basically a Putin lackey. But let's look at the issues you talked about, 15 minimum wage and also funding Social Security and doing something about alleviating the cap. So let me say what I think. First of all, on minimum wage, Biden is for 15 and he stuck it into his COVID relief plan because that's a good way through budget reconciliation to get it through with 51 votes. Right. Most people don't remember that adjusted for inflation, the minimum wage in 1968 was about, it was over $10 an hour. Adjusted for inflation, obviously, it was less than that in their dollars. So if we went to $10.50 an hour right now, all we're doing is going back to 1968. That's $10.50. There's a lot of economic data, you know, that suggests that if we went to $15 an hour right away this year, it would lose 1.4 million jobs. People couldn't afford to pay it in small businesses and all that. Nobody's proposing to go to 15 today. Even Bernie Sanders' idea was phase it in until 2025. Right now, it is only 70%, seven something an hour. It's only 70% of what it was in 1968. The Republicans are adamantly against any increase, including Mitt Romney, in the minimum wage. But what Randy's talking about is this hole in Social Security. In Medicare, you pay a Medicare tax on all your income. So it goes up, and that has helped fund Medicare. Social Security, you stop paying Social Security tax when you basically get it a little into the six figures. And so people making $200,000 a year, $400,000, $600,000, $20 million a year, are only paying Social Security on a little over $100,000 a year of their income. But some poor guy making 20 grand a year, 30, is also paying. So a lot of people have pointed out you could easily fund Social Security by just raising the amount like Medicare on what you pay your Social Security contribution and make it on everything. Now, some people say, well, let's ease the pain. Let's ease the pain. And so what we'll do is right now, it's, what is it, Randy? Something like, is it 140, 130, whatever it is, have a hole up till, say, 250. So the next 80 or 90, you don't have to pay it. Nobody does. That, you know, people that are trying to make it in business and so on, that gives them a little incentive, but then kick it in again, and that would pay for it. So Do I think that Mitt Romney is going to try to pit the two of those together? I think Mitt Romney's running for president in 2024. And I think that I hope he gets nominated. I support Joe Biden. Joe Biden's my man. I've been with Joe since April of 2019 on this air, even in the face of a lot of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren sentiment. I felt that Joe Biden was the only Democrat who could beat Trump. I think I'm right. And even if I'm not right, Joe's doing a good job. I will back him against Romney, but I'd rather have Romney in there than Cruz, just in case. Now, what is he going to do? He's going to be against 15, but he's going to be weaselly about it. He'll be against any more funding of Social Security. Their idea will be, well, raise the Social Security age, that kind of thing, raise the minimum. I think you could easily fund Social Security by saying that we are going to tax, it's actually a contribution of Social Security over the present limits, like Medicare. Maybe a little donut hole in there to take care of some small businesses who have to be incentivized. But, you've hit the nail on the head. You're going to have a fight in the Republican Party between Trump and mainstream Republicans. And if they get nominated, and I hope they do, they're going to be up to their old tricks. They'll be up to their old tricks. Listen, Randy, thank you very much for calling in. Very good topic. Okay, we're going to go back. There's a lot to talk about in Stab Fest. Nikki Haley decided to jump in. Why not? Sarah Palin jumps in. Lara Trump jumps in. The daughter-in-law of Trump. The GOP in Louisiana, for the love of Pete. They wouldn't censure David Duke in 1989, even though he was a Nazi leader and a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. They wouldn't censure him. And they censure that afternoon. They censure Bill Cassidy, their senator, an honest guy, conservative Republican, medical doctor. He's a doctor. Dr. Cassidy. They censure him. They're about to censure the North Carolina Republican Party because Richard Burr, because he voted to convict. In Nebraska, they're trying to censure Ben Sasse. In Utah, they don't dare do it to Romney because he has deep roots out there and all that. But there's a fight going on. Well, now Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is a piece of work. Nikki Haley is a piece of work. She's trying to present herself as a moderate and a right winger. She wants to be president. She shouldn't be president. Nikki Haley's no good. She was a bad governor. And all she is she's smarmy. So here she goes. She goes, I'll stab Trump. We shouldn't have followed him. He's a bad man. She wrote a book praising him. He appointed her as ambassador of the United Nations. She sucked around him. She was unbelievable. She was like a groupie. You'd see her in photos, fawning all over him. The minute 57 senators go against him, she calculates. She goes, well, I want to be president. I'll never get to the right of QAnon and Cruz and Wormwood, crooked little Lindsey Graham. You can't get to the right of them and being pro-QAnon Trump. No matter what I do, they're just not going to like me. So I am going to go the other way. It's like a chess game. I'm going to move a rook over here. No, might get captured. I'll go over there. There's no conviction in this. There's no integrity in this. She goes, I think I'll stab Trump because he's down. So she stabs him. She goes, Moscow Mitch stabs him to try to get donors to come back. Dumps it on Biden. Crooked Lindsey. Stabs Moscow Mitch. Haley stabs Trump. I don't know. This isn't funny. I'm sorry. Luke, are you grinning? You shouldn't be grinning. But it's very sad. That party, what's going to go on? There are going to be bodies all over the landscape. Medics coming in. It's very sad. The whole thing's very, very sad. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.